What the fuck was that? Oh my god, are you okay? What's your name? Oh, hi, my name's M. You work on the 16th floor. Yeah, I work on the 15th floor. Are we, can you press, none of the buttons work. Holy shit. I can't believe this is happening. Is this really happening? Are we stuck in, I don't have service on my phone. Do you have service? You don't have service either? Oh, fuck. There's no call box in here. What the fuck? There's a camera. Hey, hello. We're stuck in here. Are you freaking out? Yeah, I know. It's scary, but I mean, they'll probably be in here anytime. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's why they have a camera in here so they can see what's happening. I'm pretty sure they probably know this is happening. I didn't know that this actually happened. Yeah, the people actually get stuck in an elevator. I didn't know that was a thing. It's kind of hot in here, isn't it? I'm just gonna take my sweater off. I hope our bosses aren't upset that we're, I guess, late. It would be great if I could text my boss right now, but you know, I don't have service on my phone, so. What is it that you guys do up there? Oh. Yeah, nice. Oh, I just handle an account for the firm that I work for. Yeah, it's a pretty good job. I mean, I enjoy it, so. But I've seen you around here before. I always catch you in here. I don't know if you've ever noticed me. You have. Wow. Yeah, I wasn't sure if you did. You always seem to be like doing your own thing. Yeah, I know it's an elevator, so that's a stupid thing to say, but I'm sorry. I'm just a little nervous is all. Well, yeah, because we're stuck in the elevator, but also because this is gonna sound weird, but I have noticed you a lot around here, and if I'm being honest, anytime I see you, I hope that you'll ask for my number or something, and you never have. Do you think I'm super weird? You think I'm cute? Oh, it makes me happy. I don't know. I guess I had this like scenario in my head that you wouldn't like me or something. So I'm glad to hear that you were interested in me. Now that I know that, I need to tell you something. And I hope that it doesn't freak you out or anything. The guy who works at the maintenance desk downstairs, handles the elevator. He's a friend of mine, and I actually got him to rig the elevator while we were in here. Are you freaking out? Oh my God, you're freaking out. No, I'm not trying to hurt you. I don't know. I've liked you for a really long time and you never talked to me. And so I don't know. I just thought that it'd give us something to talk about if we got stuck in an elevator together. I realize now that I'm saying that I sound like a fucking crazy person. I'm very sorry. You probably will never want to talk to me after this, but I seriously need it to be with you so bad. Like, it's driving me nuts. And so, yeah, I got him to rig the elevator. I don't know how long we're gonna be in here. We didn't talk about how long it would be. What is he getting out of it? I think he's a bit of an exhibitionist, so I kind of told him that he could maybe could maybe watch. Yeah, no, of course. Watch what? You're right. What would he watch? There's nothing to watch. Okay, fine. I'll stop. Yeah, I'll stop talking to you. I'm sorry. But sorry, I know you said for me to leave you alone because you're freaked out by the situation, but I should say that I don't think that he's gonna unrig the elevator unless he gets to see something. What do I mean? Well, I don't know. I guess I had the scenario in my head where, like, you would fuck me on the elevator. No. Well, okay, so does that mean that you'd never fuck me, or is it just because we're stuck in an elevator? It's the elevator. Yeah, and also the fact that I rigged an elevator to be with you. Yeah, I know how that sounds. I seem like a crazy person. I'm so sorry. I've never done this before. I just panicked. You, like, I don't know how to approach you, and you're always so busy when I see you, and I'm sorry. But, okay, look, so if we both... So we both are attracted to each other, right? We can... Well, if we both... just do something together... We can get out of this situation. What do I mean? What I mean... Oh, God. Look, I really, really want to fuck you. And I know this is such a shitty... I mean, for all we know, he's probably not even at his desk. You know, like, maybe that's why he hasn't unrigged it. But I... Doesn't it say something? That I was willing to do all of this to get you alone. I know it makes me seem crazy. I know, but isn't it a little sexy that a girl's willing to do that, to be in the same elevator stuck with you? It doesn't turn you on. Well, what if I told you that I'm not wearing that, I'm super wet. I've been super wet since we got in the elevator together. Why? Because I really want you to fuck me. Oh, yeah, okay, fine. I'll stop. But, full disclosure, I can see your cock is hard through your pants. Why does it matter? Well, because we're both stuck in an elevator, and I really think that I could take care of that for you. What do I mean? I'm just gonna walk on over to you, and I'm gonna start rubbing your cock over your pants. You can't pretend that you don't want this. Your cock is so hard for me, and I really want to put my mouth on it. Can I put my mouth on it? Yeah, I know that he's probably watching, but I honestly don't give a fuck who watches us, because I want to put my mouth on your cock so fucking bad. I'm just gonna keep rubbing your cock over your pants. I'm gonna take my hand and undo your belt and undo your pants and put my hand in your boxers, and I'm just gonna start stroking your cock. And while I do that, I want you to take your hand and reach underneath my skirt and feel how wet my pussy is for you. Oh my God, you have no idea how long I've been thinking about doing this. Fuck, your hand feels so good on my clit. It feels so good. Oh my god. Nobody can hear us because we're stuck in this elevator together. I have to put my mouth on your cock. So I'm gonna get on my knees. Pull your cock out of your boxers or your briefs and I want you to take your hand and pull all of my hair up in your fist, and I want you to shove my head against your cock while you thrust into my mouth. I'm gonna pull up my skirt and put both my hands up against the wall with palms of my hands against the wall. All on my face, pressed up into the wall, and I want you to get behind me. Oh, and just slide your cock inside me. Oh my god, yes. Yeah, I just want you to fuck me. Oh my god, I want you to fuck me. I want you to just grab my ass and spank me. Oh my god, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh my god, it feels so good. Oh my god, yeah, just fuck my pussy. Fuck my pussy, fuck my pussy. Oh my god, yes, 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 yes. Oh my god, you're gonna make me come. Oh my god, you're gonna make me come. You're gonna make me fucking come. You're gonna make me come. Oh my god, oh my god. Oh my god, yes, yes, yes. Oh my god, yes, yes, keep going, just keep going, just keep going, just keep going, just keep going. Oh my god, 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 yes. The ground, and I wrap my my legs around your back. Oh my god, and I'm straddling you, and I want you to just fuck me. Oh my god, yes. Oh my god, just ram your cock inside me. Ram your cock inside of me. Oh my god, 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 oh my fucking god, that feels so good. Oh my god, my god. Oh my god, I want you to come inside of me. I want you to come inside of me. I want to go back to my desk. Oh, after being stuck in this elevator with your cup and my pussy. Oh, I want you to... I want you to come inside me so I can go about the rest of my day knowing that your pussy... your cum isn't my pussy. Please, please. Please. Oh my god, yes, oh my god, yes. Yes. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. Oh. Oh my god, yes. Again, and just like whatever is left of you and me on your cock. Did you see that? The help button just lit up. Oh my god. Okay, I need to... okay, I just need to recompose myself because maybe the elevator is going to start working again. And, I won't tell anybody that this happened. And, the maintenance guy is not going to tell anybody either. So maybe next time you catch me on the elevator with you, you can ask me for my number. We can do this again sometime. You know, without me having to bribe someone to do it. Get us stuck in an elevator together. And, yeah. So, hopefully we get out of here soon. And...